Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Rob.
Heya, freaks, what's going on? This is Roth, and this is the Dollcast once again coming at you from the Midwest in the United States. Okay, well, something's been bugging me. At work, you know, I clean the toilets, I mop the floors and all that kind of stuff, and there's always little other stuff I have to do too. But in these toilet stalls, there are boogers all over the walls of the stalls. All over. And okay, I don't want to gross anybody out too much here, but they are huge, man. They are absolutely huge, and they're dried up and crusty. And I'm sitting here thinking the whole time, don't adults work at this place? I mean, adults. I don't think they have a single teenager there, as far as I know, anyway. And it just drives me crazy. Who are these people that are adults, presumably, picking their nose and wiping on the wall when there's, like, rolls of toilet paper right there? Each stall has two open rolls, and then I always put a new roll on the back of the toilet, you know, in case somehow those two rolls get used up, which sometimes happens on a Monday. I think people are recovering or something, if you get my drift. But, my Lord, I don't understand it. Is this how people behave?
I'm sitting here, and let me, pick my nose real quick. Oh, yeah. I just wiped that right there.
What? You know, come on. And in these stalls, it gets even worse. I've seen drawings that you just don't want to see. I've seen these kind of drawings at, like, bars, you know, like vaginas and penises and all this stuff, and you know, you expect it at a bar. You expect to see the odd joke of, for a good time, call this number, you know, or whatever. You just expect it. People are obliterated, drunk, wasted, all adults still, mind you, but you know, it's something I expect to see at a bar. But then you see it also at a place of work where, once again, you would think people are sober and adults, and evidently not. And then there's really old people that work there too, and they don't, some of them have their problems where they can't hold themselves properly, so they have these like male diaper maxi pad things, and sometimes they won't throw them out. They'll just ball them up and leave them right there in the stall, and I gotta clean it up. Ugh. Good grief. I should get paid more. It's nasty. I mean, you don't want to pick up these maxi pads. I mean, the women have an actual box for, you know, tampons and stuff like that. There's a box with a special bag in it. They put it in there. You don't have to touch anything. You just grab the bag, roll it up, and throw that one in the garbage and put a new bag in the little female hygiene box. And with the dudes, they just, I don't know, these older fellas just decide, well, I'm done with this. I'll just drop it right here. It reminds me of my buddy Boo. He used to always just finished drinking a bottle of whatever he would drink, you know, some sort of hard liquor, and then he would just, oh, I'm done, drop it right here, I'm done. Like, what are you doing? Well, that one's made of plastic, I'm gonna drop it right here. Like, what? Just throw it away, you're like right next to a garbage can. Ugh, people. Ugh, people, people, people. Anyway, let's get on here. I'll talk a little bit about what kind of dev stuff I did today, and then a little bit about this year's Valentine's Day in the Roth household. with dev today, I actually didn't get too much done, but I got a lot done. And what I mean by that is, when you're first starting on a game, and what I'm talking about here is that little small special game that I talked about yesterday on the podcast, you know, just something to get me back into the groove of coding again so I can hop back on it and, oh yeah, here we go. But what I mean by I got a lot done but I didn't was I entered a lot of data. And when you're starting on a new project, if you have everything in your head on how you want to do it, or if you have it mapped out on paper how you want to do it, you have to get your data set up so that you can have pointers and such point to the right data and get it so it all runs in a single loop. That's the best way to do it. You know, trying to get the game engine set up. So you want to get some data, so once you start coding, you can bring the data in and test it out that way. And then after you get it down to where that works with that data, you can start entering extra data for the engine to read for the rest of the game. So what I did today was enter data, and my lord, it took forever. What's different about this game is I'm going to use the actual tile data to do collision. On past games, I've had tile data, but then I've had collision data also. And what I'm going to do in this instance is use the tile data also as the collision data. Pardon me, pop. It makes you burp. It makes you feel good when you burp, though. But, pardon me, jeez. So that's what I did today. Entered a bunch of data, and I set up some pointers and a bunch of data for later on. And right before I came up here, actually, I sat down at the computer and started from the reset point and threw in, you know, what to go through at reset, you know, clearing all the memory and then clearing the name table. And that's what I did right before I came up here. I just wanted to open it up, get it set up. I think after I'm done with the podcast, I'm going to go down and maybe mess with it a little bit. I don't know. I might go ahead and lay down and get some sleep, grab a bite to eat. I don't know yet. But another thing about this project that I'm going to get to work on that I've never done before is learning how to use what they call Sprite Zero Hit. And basically you can use that to keep a status bar from moving and scroll the rest of the screen. So for instance, like Super Mario Brothers or Castlevania, you know, they have the status bars up the top that don't move, but then you're running and the screen's moving. You know, like, they use something called Sprite Zero Hit. And from what I understand, it's something like the first sprite in your list of sprites has one non-transparent pixel, and you place that somewhere where there will be another, where the background tile will have a non-transparent pixel, at least one, and then from that point it won't scroll or some jazz like that. I have to read up on it, but I'll finally get to use it on this, because each level will scroll onto the screen but the status bar at the top will stay. So I'll get to do that, and that'll be something new, something exciting. Ooh. It's new and exciting.
very erotic for the NES.
Oh, yeah. But, besides that, there's really nothing more to talk about on the dev stuff, besides I entered a bunch of data and am getting set up, and we'll start coding very soonly. I do have some graphics that I've got to use, a font, so I've got all that stuff ready, just got to get the coding going. All right, enough of the dev stuff, I got that taken care of, that's where I'm at, and I'll work on that some more. Valentine's Day. I'm actually wondering what other people are like, you know, around Valentine's Day. We don't do a whole lot. Like, we would like to go out and get something to eat or something. You know, it's a little hard with kids to do that. And now with three, it's hard to find somebody to, you know, hey, will you babysit three kids while we go, you know, go get something to eat, you know. So, and we usually don't even buy each other stuff. What we usually do is my wife and I will just go somewhere and we'll each pick out something. We're like, this is our Valentine's Day gift. You know, very unromantic, but whatever. That's just something we do. But this year, we only got cards. not Valentine's Day cards, but cards to redeem points. Like, I got a Wii points card with, how much was that? Is it 2,000 points or something like that? I think 2,000. And yeah, 2,000. And then she got one of these Zynga cards for some sort of Facebook game she plays. She plays all kinds of those Facebook games. You know what? Hold on a second. What is up with these Facebook games? I don't get what the draw to them is. Who else? Have any of you out there played these? And if so, what's so addicting? I don't get what it is about these games. I've, you know, the farm, what is it, Farmland, Farmville or something, all these kind of things. I have even seen one where it's all about growing pot. It's like called Pot Farm or, I don't know, Grow Some Mary Jane Land, I don't know. But these games have you do a set amount of required things to advance further, to do more things, and there's never an end. It's like they constantly update these games, and then they don't only update them, they just suck you in. They don't do anything with it. I don't understand what it is. And then they have a thing where you can buy, she was playing this one game at one point where you could buy horseshoes, buy some card at a store, and you redeem it for horseshoes on this game. I don't even know what these horseshoes do. And she would be excited about, oh, well, I can finally get this house thing, or I can finally get whatever it was. And I didn't understand it. I still don't. I don't understand what the draw is to these games. I don't get it. But anyway, so she got that. It was Zynga for some Zynga game. Maybe that's the name of the game, Zynga. I don't know. I think that's the name of a company, but maybe it's also the name of a game. I don't know. But, like I said, I got the 2,000-point Wii points card. And what I wanted to do was buy Ninja Gaiden 1, 2, and 3 for, you know, the NES on the Virtual Console. That way, if for some reason I didn't have the NES hooked up, which I usually do, but just in case, you know, or if the Wii was on and I got the urge, I could just play one of those games and be satisfied. Well, Jeremiah saw that I got this Wii points card and he got really excited and he was like, oh, I wish I could have 1,000 points. I wish I could. And, you know, his cost, what was it, 1,000, and each Ninja Gaiden game cost 500. So I went ahead and let him get that, and I opted to get Ninja Gaiden 1 and 3 because I like those two the best out of the trilogy. Part 2's good, you know, good story-wise because it carries over from Part 1, but I just don't like the gameplay as much as I like on 3. 3 was the intense, you know, the most intense one out of the trilogy. I had to get that one first and foremost. But Ninja Gaiden 1's awesome also because it has a complete package, the good gameplay plus the great story. You know, it's the originator. Sounds like Arnold, I am the originator. But, yeah, so that's what happened Valentine's Day. I got Ninja Gaiden 1 and 3 for the Virtual Console. Jeremiah went ahead and got Ocarina of Time, and Misty got her Zynga horseshoes or whatever. And that's about it. This is going to be a little bit of a short podcast because I didn't have much to update for you on the dev stuff, but I did work on it, and it took a while with that data entry. So, you know, that's just one of those things. Oh, but before I wrap this up, I almost forgot to give a shout out to NintendoAge.com. If you collect games, or if you play games, or if you like to hang out, you can hang out at NintendoAge.com. You can go there, trade games with other people on the forums. You can manage your collections with the collection tool of both Sega and Nintendo consoles. Meow. And if you go there, you can rest assured that the admins are awesome. Main admin, Dane, who runs the whole site, is a great guy, very good guy. Just don't act like an idiot when you go there, and you will be accepted at NintendoAge.com. Go join there. It's free. You can tell them Roth sent you if you want. It does nothing for either party, but hey, you never know. They might say, hey, that guy, yeah, we know him. Okay, well, that's it. I'm going to wrap it up. I think I am going to work on programming that a little bit tonight. I'm feeling the mood. I'm feeling it. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later. Probably tomorrow, I guess, right? I'll talk to you tomorrow, freaks. And remember, if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.